Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning. Rise and shine. You're all with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? Oh, that's what I like to hear. Ah, so you know what I'm getting ready to ask you. Where were you yesterday? Yes. Honey, where were you yesterday when we were talking about those Christians who are busybodies? Yes, we did. Yesterday was Let's Talk About It Tuesday, Church Folk Day, and we had our Pastor Ed, Pastor Charlotte, and our Minister AJ on with us, and we finished off our conversation about the Franklins, yes, Kirk Franklin, and his son, Kerryon. Well, we actually didn't complete it because Pastor Charlene and, Minister AJ and Pastor Ed, yeah, it was Pastor Ed and Minister AJ, they hadn't seen some of the latter interviews that took place, you know, over the last few days since we had spoken about Kirk Franklin and his son. So we got to come back and revisit that conversation. Yeah, because I want to talk about this whack Tamron Hall conversation she had. Pastor Charlene seems to think that they were kind of rehearsed and, you know, told what to say and what not to say. And I don't know. We'll let the men watch the video. And we'll come back and we'll talk about it. So, you know, we're going to have that continuing conversation going. Well, we moved on to Pastor Ed's question of, hey, well, how is it that, you know, you can't take the plank out of your eye while you're trying to take the speck out of somebody else's eye? And we got to talking about those people who are meddlers, you know, who are always in your business, always got something to say about what you're doing. And, you know, I had to bring up the fact that there are times where people do meddle and they're all up in your business. And then there are other times where, you know, you have to say something. And Minister AJ brought up the verse, you know, and we have several verses, you know, that say, you know, if you see your brother falling, help pick him up and restore them and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's a hard, fine line. Yeah, because a lot of people, despite the fact that you could be bringing up some very valid, you know, assessments, and you may have a legitimate desire to help, and you may even have some good advice, but because they see something going on with you that you, you know, may not be able to say anything. So how do you say something? So yesterday, and every once in a while, you know, we give a class here And that's what happened yesterday. We talked about, you know, some of the things that, you know, they've seen and, you know, they've advised people of, and, you know, those hard, touchy subjects, you know, like your children that are just bad and unruly. And after watching it for a certain amount of time, you know, you just got to say something. And, they did an excellent job. They did an excellent job with those real touchy subjects that you really need to talk to your brother or your sister about, and you just don't know how to say it. And we even talked about those individuals who don't even like the pastor saying anything to them. Oh, yeah. For those of you who do not know, there are those people, excuse me, who do go to church and don't even want the pastor saying anything to them. They just don't want to be corrected, period. So, you know, I always say, I have the box sitting on my wall that says, happy to go to hellers. Now, happy to go to hellers are the people who just don't want to be told what to do. They are happy being sinful. And if God decides to, you know, place them in that box, that they're all right with it. Yeah, there are people like that. So, you know, we talked about, you know, how you know, other pastors, you know, can get over that bridge, because that's a difficult one. That's a difficult one. And we do experience that. So yesterday, you know, we took some time to give a little class on how to get these things done. So it was a good conversation. A good conversation, as always, with the pastors. You know, we have some good conversations. Church folk is still up there as the number one conversation of the week. Yeah, it's still number one. When I take my little poll, people are still saying, yeah, we want church folk. We want church folk. So, let me continue to give you church folk on Let's Talk About It Tuesday. So that's how we spent yesterday, okay? So if, you know, you need to be caught up on that conversation, have no fear. We are on demand. You can always go back to, you know, Blog Talk. You can always go to iHeartRadio. You can always go to Amazon Podcast. You can go to Apple iTunes and Apple Podcast. You can go to, what's that? Spotify? Yes, we are on several. I mean, the list is pretty extensive. How you can find us as of 5 minutes after the broadcast. Now, I mean, come on. You on prime time, you know, TV, you got to wait till the next day before Hulu plays it or before it's on its, you know, premium channels demand. Yeah, you got to wait for that. If you miss it and you don't DVR it, you are jacked up until the next day. But have no fear, because Pastor Steph and the Due Time crew and the guests, 5 minutes, as of 9:05, you can actually get us on Block Talk and Apple. So if you've got that Apple product and you want to go to the podcast, you can actually get us. Yes, I found us as quickly as that. And there are other people who have said they have been able to catch us that immediate. Okay? So, now, I mean, look, check out God's word. You know, you got to wait for the worldly stuff. But God has his word available 5 minutes, man. That's some record time. And you can always go back to Blog Talk. Yes. Okay? So, today is Wow Wednesday. And you know how it gets done here on Wow Wednesday. Well, we got a little shift going on here today. You know, we've got a couple of things that are changing, and we can handle the change because, you know, that's only an occasional thing. So, you know, have no fear. Wild Wednesday is still going to be wow. I promise you, okay? All right. So let me give you this number, 516-387-1358, just in case your internet gets a little wacky, because you know at any given moment, Spectrum could be jacking me up over here. So don't worry. Just disconnect. Call that number, 516-387-1358, and you'll be able to pick up the conversation right where you left off, because it's live, real time, and instantaneous connection, okay? If somehow you have dialed in and you get disconnected for some reason, just call back. Just call back. You know, just things just happen, and, you know, and again, you know, you can always go back and listen to the broadcast afterwards now. Yeah, you may find some stuff that you didn't pick up. And if you want to join the conversation, you can actually call that number, or you can text 347-285-7777 and hit Shantice up at any given moment, okay, during the show. And let her know, hey, I got something to say. I have a thought, okay? So we are going to take a break. And while we're taking our break, please be sure to call your friends, your family, your people, and let them know It's Due Time with Pastor Steph is on. And they don't want to miss it today, you know? No, yes, we know you can go back and listen, but the live is always better. Because just in case something comes to your mind and you have something to say, you can't say it on demand because we can't talk back to you at that point. Alrighty? So make sure you get that healthy breakfast. Make sure you, you know, chat with a friend, text a friend, and let them know that It's Due Time with Pastor Steph is on, and it's Wild Wednesday, and they don't want to miss, okay? Alrighty. We'll be right back.
In 2018, over 300,000 lives were lost to cervical cancer, and the problem could soon be much worse. But right now, we can come together to eliminate this cancer for good. If by 2030, we can have 90% of girls vaccinated, 70% of women screened for early signs of cancer, and 90% of patients receiving treatment, in the coming years,
good morning again. Good morning to you. You're on with It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And today is Wow Wednesday. How are you? Are you ready for the festivities that go on over here on Wednesdays? Good, because we're always nice and ready for you. So we don't want to hold you up any longer without starting your morning with our socially conscious segment with our girlfriend Vivian. Let's say good morning to Vivian. Good morning, Viv.
Good morning. Happy Wow Wednesday. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. What you got for us today?
Okay, today on Socially Conscious, let's take a look at those COVID numbers for the week. Top five states with the highest COVID cases in the last 7 days are Florida, number one, with 30,916 cases. That's an increase of just over 200 cases since last week's report. New Jersey is number two with 28,352 cases in the last 7 days. That's an increase of just over 2,500 cases since last week. Texas is number three with 26,567. That's a decrease of over 5,000 cases since last week. Number four is New York City with 26,127. That's an increase of just about 600 cases. New York State is number five with 24,556. That's an increase of just over 200 cases since we last reported on New York State, which was about 3 weeks ago. The CDC is asking Americans to avoid traveling as airport screening approach pandemic peak. The CDC says we are nearing an unavoidable surge, and again, they're urging people to only travel if necessary. So spring break has just begun, and in Miami, police say that there have been over 1,000 people arrested so far, with over 80 guns seized. More than half of the people who were arrested in Miami Beach were from out of state. Of course, no one is keeping social distancing orders. No one is wearing a mask. Groups are way over 10 people. So expect for those numbers to increase in these next couple of weeks. Today, we have an update on a story we reported on a while ago. Officer David Affinato has been suspended without pay after being caught on video choking a man during an arrest near Long Beach in Queens. We reported on this story last year sometime in June, when police were called to Long Island Beach Broadwalk due to a disturbance of peace. During the arrest of Ricky Bellevue, Officer David Affinato began to choke Mr. Bellevue using a banded chokehold. Officer David stopped only when another officer tapped him on the back and pulled on the back of his shirt. Officer David has a history of complaints against him, including use of excessive force and denying medical attention since he joined the force in 2005. So now we have it 9 months later. He has finally been suspended without pay for his actions during this arrest. In other news, Trump is planning his return to social media by creating his own platform that is going to, quote unquote, completely redefine the game, end quote. As we know, Trump has been banned from Twitter and Facebook and other social media sites after the attack on the Capitol, but no further details were given other than he is planning to launch his social media site platform in the next 2 months. So I'm very interested to see what kind of platform he will come up with and who will be joining that platform. And now for our Wow Story of the Week, we have a listener-submitted story. Tracy and Miles Albert thought they found their dream home, a four-bedroom house in Riverside, California. The seller said he needed $560,000 from his sale and needed it in 2 weeks. So the Alberts took their life savings, begged, borrowed, and scrambled, taking out a hard money loan as well to purchase their dream home, and they paid cash. During escrow, they discovered the house had a $30,000 tax lien on it, which slowed things down, but at the end of the day, everyone signed the paperwork, The lien was taken care of, and the sale was finalized. The house is now free and clear of debt and worth more than what the seller was asking for. And on January 31st, 2020, they thought their dream had come true. Well, it has been over a year since they purchased the house, but the new homeowners have not been allowed to move into their home as the home seller refuses to leave. And the seller is protected under the state COVID eviction law. No tenant can be evicted due to the pandemic. Yes, we know that he is not a tenant, he is a seller, but due to a loophole in the law, he has been protected. The family is still fighting for their home, and a eviction attorney, Dennis Black, says this year alone, he's handled at least 7, maybe 8 cases of this exact type of situation. The Alberts say that their house they fell in love with is slowly becoming an eyesore. Tracy, which is the woman who, you know, purchased the home, said she tried to go over and water the lawn one day, and the man came out and ripped up the sprinkler line. She says everything that made the house beautiful, like the trees and the lawn, is being allowed to wither and die, and there's nothing that they can do about it. So it's been over a year, and they're still in court trying to get this home that they paid cash for. This has been Vivian with the Socially Conscious, giving you the news that we are following. And remember, if you have any wild stories you would like to submit, please direct message me on Facebook. My username is Vivian BM, and come back every Wednesday to find out if your story has been chosen. Thank you to all our listeners who submit stories, and thank you, Pastor Steph.
Thank you, Vivian. Now, I got a question. Who pays for a house in cash, Viv? Who does that?
Not Janitria.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Who does... First of all, it makes no sense to even do that. Yes, you do want your home paid for, you know, quicker, and you want it off the, you know, though you have no more mortgage payments and stuff like that. But these days and times, you don't put up no $500,000. I didn't save, begged, and borrowed, and now I can't even move in to my house because of a loophole. What I, you know what, crooked is as crooked does. I mean, these people are something else. It is something else. You can't even go water the lawn. He ripping up sprinkler system. Oh, Vivian. Oh, my goodness gracious. When you said that they pay cash, I'm like, well, who pays cash now? That doesn't, listen, you, here's a smart.
They were willing to do whatever they could to get it.
Come on, Vivian, you couldn't see through that. Listen, if you want your credit to increase, here's a caveat from Pastor Steph today. If you want to increase your credit, a mortgage loan will do it. So here's what they could have done. Put a large down payment down, then, you know, pay off, you know, for a short amount of time. And, you know, when you get in there, then, you know, you can, you know, pay bigger payments and stuff like that. But I'm sorry. There was nothing smart, in my personal opinion, about paying everything up front. And, wow. Well, Vivian, that is a wow story for today. I tell you, always sure. Give us our wild stories for our wild conversations for Wednesday. So thank you so much for keeping us posting and keeping our wows going, girl. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Thank you. Ah. All righty. Well, we got our list before we talk to the ladies. We have get those pens and papers out, because we have our list that we have to continue before we get to our conversation of the morning. Ready? All right. We're talking about ways you're throwing away money. Okay? So the first way we're going to talk about today is, let's see, ignoring in-store saving apps. Okay, ignoring in-store saving apps. Now, let me tell you something. That does help keep a couple of dollars in your pocket. I did not know anything about it until I started shopping with the millennials. And when I looked, they were busting out their phones at the counter. And they, can you, you know, scan this? And I'm like, what you doing? And it was like they pulled up in-store apps. They see Penny, Walmart, Macy's. Yes, they have those in-store apps, and you put Kohl's. You pull those up, and you get your little discounts. Kohl's is infamous for 25%, 35%, 50%, and they give you coupons. Have you paid attention to, like, Michael's and things like that? They give you coupons for future usage. When you check out, some of the groceries, the supermarkets do it. They give you, listen, bank those things. You know, if you were to start saving those dollars and add it up, it might come out to be a little something. Okay? All righty. So make sure you get those in-store apps before you go shopping to these stores. And listen, if you could save $5, $10, hey, there's $5, $10 in your pocket and in the collection plate. Give it to the Lord and watch God multiply that thing. Alrighty. Okay, they say making pricey credit card balance transfers. Now, it's funny because it's something that I was looking up about a week ago, and something superseded my story, and I did that story instead. But yes, that's a big thing now. A lot of these cards are offering balance transfers. However, you need to make sure you're getting the most out of that transfer. Check the APR, okay? And I can't go into it now, but check that before you transfer, and that'll let you know if you're getting the best bang for your buck, okay? So it's a real hot item right now. A lot of credit cards are offering balance transfers, but not all of them are offering greater opportunities and lower rates. Okay? Oh, they say overlooking generics. Well, a lot of times, you know, you don't have to overlook the generics. They're just giving it to you at the pharmacy. But for those of you who, you know, are going for the name, yeah, let the generics do its job. I think almost every one of my medicine bottles at the bottom has the real name. So trust me, they are automatically substituting because they've done the research and they found that the generics are just as good. And let me tell you something, the insurance companies are doing this as well. But remember, if you've got that, you know, that you have to pay when you get your prescriptions, then, you know, you want to definitely check out the generics. Ask about it if you're not offered it, okay? And save a couple dollars. They say you can save, you're throwing away money by not stocking up on bottled water. They say you know you need to drink 8 glasses a day, so Buy. Okay? Now, some say, you know, you get the filter on your, what do you call that thing? On your water, you know, on your water faucet. I'm sorry. I don't like the water bill. Yeah. Yeah, they rip us off here in Queens. We pay not only the usage, but we pay 159% on top of that. Yes, can you imagine if my bill is only $100, I then have to pay 159% on top of that? So now I'm paying another $160, $65 on top of my usage. So my little $100 goes to $265 approximately. Yeah, they're ripping us off over here. So, no, we cannot filter water. We can't put nothing on those. No. Bathe and that's it. Buy that water and make sure you get your nickels back. We don't do it. Boy, we do. We throw money out the window because, see, in my house, everybody's just too, they're too classy to redeem bottles. And I'm too disabled to redeem bottles. And we throw away the money. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should inflate the prices that they give me. How about that? That's where I'm throwing away the money. But last but not least, today on today's list of how we throw away a dollar, paying for a house in advance and getting ripped off by the seller. I can't get over that one. Well, that's how we are losing money. You know, we've been talking about that all week, so make sure you keep that list going so you can share this with your peoples, okay? Well, we've come to the hour where we talk to our ladies, our women of worship. Well, we're down one of our ladies today, and Elder Natisha could not be with us today, unfortunately, but she's good. She's good. Just something else that she had to take care of. So we're going to miss her today, but have no fear. We have our other wonderful ladies of worship in the house. And let's say good morning to our lady Tamika. Good morning, Tamika.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday to you. Wow.
Wow is right. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. I'm just glad to be here.
I'm glad you're with us today. Glad you're with us today. So, we got a couple of to converse about today. So, we're still running this list of, you know, how you're throwing away your money. Is there anything on this list today that you're guilty of?
The store apps that you mentioned, you know, no fault to other people, but sometimes I just want to get in and get out. You know, I have this thing like, you know, can we just get started? You know, there have been plenty of times when I've gotten into a store and I'm standing in line and waiting because somebody ahead of me has one of those apps. And it's like, can we get out of the store already? So, you know, a lot of times I do bypass it because it's like, okay, I just want to go. You know, it's, I've been here for the last 5 minutes waiting for this lady to look for the app. So, I do avoid it because I just want to get out of the store.
Okay, okay. Well, listen, while you're waiting, pull up the app, girl. Pull up the app on your phone. And this way,
okay,
you can get, you know, get the little couple of dollars for waiting. How about that? Now they're going to give you a couple of dollars off your items because you had to stand there and wait. So maximize on that. Maximize on that. Okay. Now, I need to know, what do you think about this wow story of today? You know, paying for a home $500,000 plus in advance. What do you think about that?
I'm always floored by these wow stories. Just, you know, the idea, like, when you said, why did you pay cash? That was the same thing that I thought, like, why? Please explain to me why. You know, even if you could take that money that you begged, borrowed, and pleaded for, put it in a bank account, and then pay, you know, pay gradually. But to pay the whole lump sum cash, and now you have nothing to show for it. Just, Wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
Goodness gracious. Well, we're definitely on the same page today. So thank you so much for joining us, Lady Tamika. And let's say good morning to our Pastor Kim Brooks. Good morning, Pastor Kim.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to my Wow Wednesday crew. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I am well. I'm well. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. All is well.
Good, very good, very good. So we went over some items of, you know, how you're throwing away your money. And were you guilty of any of those things on the list today?
Well, I'm not guilty of throwing away my cans because, honey, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. So
that's
I'm going
right
to take my bottles to the store when I go to the grocery store.
All right now.
If I even think that they got a coupon, look, baby, I'm trying to pull it up. I go to Foreman Meals. I go to all of them stores, honey. If they got a coupon, even at the thrift store, if they got a coupon, I'm going to use it. So, yes, ma'am, I love saving. I love saving.
Right.
I love discounts. I love rewards. I love bonus points, all that. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, I'm with you, Pastor Kim. So we got to encourage Lady Tamika while she's waiting in that line to pull up that app and get them coupons, right?
Y'all are the two ladies that I'm talking about.
That's all right.
That's all right. That's all right, Pastor Kim, right? That's right, because we didn't save that dollar. We didn't save that dollar, girl. We didn't save that dollar.
Yeah,
all right, Pastor
excited.
Kim. Yeah. Well, I'm excited, too. I got a question, Pastor Kim. This $500,000+ that Vivian talked about in her Wow story today, where the couple paid for their home $500,000 in cash. What's your thought about that?
That's cray cray. You know, I mean, evidently somebody is not educating them, you know, and they don't understand, you know, how you're supposed to build up your credit, and that is not the way, you know. And if you want to build your credit up, you know, it's good. That's fine and good if you have the finances to do certain things. But at the same time, it's not wisdom. It's not using wisdom at all, you know. And you want to be wise in your spending, you know, because I think that's what we're talking about today. Basically, is about being wise in our spending, and you know. I think it's very important that you even get with people that are for your best interest, you know, because somebody should have told them, look, you don't want to do this. You know, I just went and bought a car, you know, but I thank God for my dealer that I've been dealing with over the years that told me, you know, well, listen, you don't have to put any cash down. Your vehicle that you're using is your down payment, you know, and you want to continue to build your credit up, you know, by paying your notes and paying it off. And if you want to pay it off sooner, later on down the line, and if you want to pay extra money towards your, you know, your note, then that's all fine and good. But that's not a wise move. It's just not, especially right now. You know, that'll come back to bite you in the end.
Absolutely, Pastor Kim. Absolutely. You know, when I heard Vivian say it, the first thing I said to myself was, who did advise you that would be the best way to go? Because, again, you know, we're talking about, you know, saving money and throwing money away and the best way to stretch a dollar. Well, we know credit talks. You could have all the money in the world. If your credit is trash, You can't make a move out here. So why not take something like that and monopolize on that opportunity? You know, even if you took $100,000 and put it as a down payment and paid it off, you know, slowly after that, at least you would have put something on record for the both of you. For the both of you, you know, both of you are borrowers, and build that credit. So you ladies are giving great advice already this morning. Thank you so much for weighing in. And today, you know, last week, ladies, we were supposed to talk about, you know, advice, taking that advice that we were given, and is it good advice? And we got caught with that wow story from Vivian about the stimulus money. So we got a little sidetracked. So I was like, you know what? Let's go back. Let's go back and let's talk to our listeners. And, you know, the men gave, you know, they weighed in on some things as, you know, whether this advice was good or not. And now it's your opportunity to take to, you know, advise our listeners and one another. Okay? So the first thing I'm coming across is the advice that says value the people in your life. Don't take them for granted. Mm. Is that good advice, Lady Tamika?
I'd say that's one of those precious nuggets, you know. Especially, you know, when you think about the recent years, you know, especially after the pandemic, you know, so many people passing away, you know, simultaneously, and, you know, you don't recognize the value, you know, the history, the information, the laughs, the giggles, the hours of conversation, you know, it's those things that you value after the effect. But with the fact that, you know, people are not staying around as long, it's very important that you, you know, you treasure your relationships, especially those ones that you still have, because you don't know how long a person, you know, it seemed like in the past, seemed like it took people a lot longer to expire, but, you know, now they're gone, you know, see them today and gone today. So I think it is very important that we value what we have, because life is not promised to anyone.
Okay, okay. Pastor Kim, I want to say congratulations, girl. I'm coming to Detroit because I want to take a spin with you in this brand new car. Oh, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. We're going to spin together,
well,
girl.
Brand new. It's not brand new, but it's new.
It's all right. It's brand new for you, so it's brand new. All righty. It ain't got to have zero miles. Well, actually, last week, that was one of the things that came up on the list. They said, do not buy a car that's not has not already been pre-owned. So, you're in the right direction. Yes, they say that, you know, at least some of those miles on the car have gotten it kind of used. And I told a story about an associate of mine, a neighbor, who works for the Better Business Bureau in the new cars department. And she said, mm-hmm. You'd be surprised with how many thousands of complaints they get from spanking brand new cars. Because, listen, you don't really know if these cars are going to work till you put them on the road, right? So you did the right thing. You did the right thing. So congratulations to you. I won't be the first to ride, but I'm coming. I'm coming, girl. I'm coming down there. I want to take a spin.
Come on. Me too.
Come on. We just pack up, and we'll just go. And it's two of us. So
yep.
Pastor Kim can accommodate two of us in the car. We're leaving Shantice at home. She can't. She got to go on another ride.
Ooh.
She got to go on another ride.
No,
I'll take you with me the next time.
You can't leave my girl.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. Thank God for, you know, your accomplishment, and we give God thanks, and we pray for your safe travels. Oh, so we are talking about the advice that you value the people in your life. Don't take them for granted, Pastor Kim. What do you say? Good advice?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we have to treat others the way that we want to be treated, and we have to appreciate, you know, when we have a support system, you know, especially, you know, family that's in our corner, you know, the ones that are there for us in the time of need, you know. You don't want to take them for granted, especially in this day and time. You know, life has gotten to be so short. You know, life is just a vapor. You know, we're here today and we're gone today. You know, used to be here today and gone tomorrow. But, you know, people are leaving here so quickly. And, you know, and then you don't want to have to, you know, be the one to say, oh, God, if I could have, would have, should have, I would have did this. I would have loved them more. I should have kissed them. You know, I should have called and told them that I love them, you know, when I had the chance, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So we absolutely want to appreciate, you know, family, friends, loved ones, anybody that's close and dear to heart. We want to appreciate them and love them and give them their roses while they can smell them.
Okay, okay. Ah, Lady Tamika, there's some advice that says, don't let compliments get to your head, and don't let insults get to your heart. Kind of advice is that? Good advice?
I really like that one. You know, sometimes, you know, when some people are told that they're pretty, you know, or they're handsome, you know, their head is so big you can't get them through the door, you know. They're really cocky with their disposition, you know. They're kind of almost to the point where as they get older, they're downright rude because, you know, they've been filled with so much, you know. And the reality is a lot of times we are stunted by derogatory statements. So much so, you know, you'll never amount to anything, you know, you can never do this, and, you know, until we start to accept it in our own mindset, and it defeats us, you know, it becomes a thinking process that I can't do that because they said such and such and such. We don't necessarily verbalize it that way, but it becomes, we tune in to the thing that defeats us. And so with that mindset, definitely don't let it get to your heart. Allow yourself to believe that you can do all things through Christ and be able to do just that.
Okay, okay. Pastor Kim, don't let compliments go to your head, and don't let insults get to your heart.
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to have a big head, you know. Don't think more of yourself than you ought to. You know, we want to continue to stay humble. You know, as little children, you know, we don't want to get puffed up and haughty, you know, and act like we're all that in a bag of chips, you know, because you could be, you know, up today and down tomorrow. So, you know, no, you don't want to, you know, get all puffed up, you know, just bring it down, you know, keep it down, you know, no need to, you know, I mean, because sometimes that could be offensive, you know, when you're, you know, just constantly, you know, getting braggadocious and getting all puffed up. Oh, I got this, I got that. You know, the Lord gives us and the Lord can take it away. You know, you might have all of this and that today, you know, but tomorrow it could be gone. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, when people begin to compliment you and, you know, just sometimes, I'm guilty of this, you know, sometimes, you know, when people give me a compliment or whatever, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't know how to accept, you know, compliments. Well, you know, I'm not one to let it go to my head, but sometimes even when people try to compliment, you know, or whatever, you know, try to dummy down or whatever, you know, if somebody want to compliment you, you know, then just tell them thank you. You know, God bless you. You know, God is good, you know, and not just, you know, try to act like you just the deal, you know, because God has blessed you. You know, we want to give all glory and honor to God because that's who deserves it.
Okay. I want you to talk about don't let the insults get to your heart. I think a lot of our listeners need that as well. Tamika, did you comment on that?
I did.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I missed it or not. But Pastor Kim, you know, give our listeners something for don't let the insults get to your heart.
Well, exactly. You know, if somebody, you know, insults you, you don't want to be easily offended. You know, don't even take it to heart. You know, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, sometimes people are going to say things that are insulting. Sometimes people even say things that could be offensive, you know, but you got to put your big girl drawers on, you know, shake it off, you know, and not even let, you know, certain things and people, you know, because people are going to say things that are going to insult you, you know. Ooh, I don't like that. You know, that's somebody's personal opinion, you know. You don't have to like it. It's okay. You know, you're not the one wearing it. You didn't buy it. You know, it's mine or whatever. So it's all good. But we're human. You know, if we could be honest, we're human. And sometimes we can, you know, let insults and different things hurt our feelings or whatever. But we can't wear our feelings on our shoulder. We got to shake it off and keep it moving.
Okay. Ah, ladies, I have one here that I want to definitely throw out. They say, only take advice from people who are qualified to give it. Oh, what are we saying to that today, Lady Tamika?
That is so very true. And you need to seek the Father. A lot of times we run to this one and we run to that one. As a matter of fact, we on the broadcast were talking about a brother who inquired with a brother with regard to finances, and the brother gave him information that caused him to lose money. You know, the thing about it is when we seek, I think it's very vital that we ask the Lord, okay, who is it that I need to talk to, if I need to talk to anyone at all? But you just don't want, you know, Mr. Joe Blow or Susie Q, you know, down the block. That's definitely not who you want to talk to about, you know, advices, because we're talking about your life. And so, you know, getting advice from, you know, Joe Blow may not necessarily help you, you know, but seeking God and asking God, you know, who shall I talk to if there's anyone that I can get advice from? Lord, you direct me is the right way to go. That way you don't get information that can literally jack your whole entire life up.
All righty. Come on, Pastor Kim. They say only take advice from people who are qualified to give it. Good advice?
Well, you know, well, yeah, to a degree, yes, you know, but, you know, sometimes God can, you know, he can use anybody that he desires, you know. He might use your grandbaby or my grandbaby, you know, to give us some advice or something, you know. So you never know who God is going to use, and you just don't want to shun that one away just because, oh, they're, you know, they're underage, or they don't look like that they might be worthy or capable, you know, of giving you some advice. You know, I take it from whoever it comes from, you know, for face value, you know, what I can use, you know, I'll apply it, and what I can't, you know, then I'll just get rid of it, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, this piece of advice, I don't know. A lot of people may choose to use this. They say, dump him the first time he cheats. What's your advice, Lady Tamika?
Woo, that's a rough one. The funny thing with that is I have seen some relationships where that worked for you. And so I would say you have to look at your own relationship. You have to utilize God. And you have to allow God to get into a situation. Because I have seen some areas where, you know, he or she has cheated, and they found what the common issue was or what the issue at heart, the root of the situation. They were able to fix that and then work, you know. But I've also seen other relationships where, okay, the first time he did, I'm out, you know. And so I would say seek God for your own specific relationship, you know, and ask the Lord to direct you in that situation.
Okay, okay, okay. Pastor Kim, come on. You counseling people in relationships and the church folk and all kinds of people. What do you say to that advice? Is that good advice to take? Dump them or her the first time they cheat?
I would say no, you know, only because we all sin and come and come short of the glory of God. We all make mistakes, you know, and if that might be your mistake is cheating, you know, then, and again, it depends on the circumstance, like Tamika said, you know, it's according to, you know, you got to follow your own heart. You can't listen to people, oh, girl, if I was you, I would, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody got an opinion, you know. But you have to follow your own heart. It's different if it's a boyfriend. It's different if it's a husband. You know, if this is somebody that you made a vow before God and God's witnesses, you know, for better or for worse, if the worst is cheating, then guess what? You made a vow, you know, that you would stick by this person, you know. So, and especially if you have to weigh things out, if you have children, if you built a family and you built some things, you know, then you might just want to go to counseling, you know, and try to work past it, you know, because, you know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and anything that God loves, the devil hates. And he wants to see people split up. He wants to see people in, you know, broken marriages and families torn apart, you know, and what might affect, you know, what you might think just affects you, it affects the children. It affects everybody that loves you. So sometimes you just might want to, you know, just try to work past those difficult situations that you might encounter, you know, if it's worth fighting for.
Okay, okay. Ah, there's some advice that says, learn to love yourself because those that are supposed to love aren't always there for you. What do you say, Lady Tamika?
That is so true. You know, there will be times when you feel that you should have a certain such and such, you know, a certain personality, a certain devotion, or someone to be there at your side. And there will be times where you're going to have to walk alone and you have to be able to love the who that God has created you to be, you know, and that's not something that happens overnight. There is a process in loving yourself. You know, it's easy to love God and it's easy to love your family, but sometimes with the things that come in life, you may not necessarily appreciate yourself. And so it is important that you do just that. And God will teach you how to love yourself. In the years of living, you know, God will teach you that your flaws are benefits, you know, and that you are beautiful to him. And so you need to understand that to him and then understand it for yourself. Once you can appreciate yourself and the gift that God has created in you, then you'll be able to shine a lot more to those that you come in contact with.
Okay, okay. Pastor Kim, learn to love yourself because those that are supposed to love aren't always there for you.
That's true. That is so very true. And you have to first love yourself before you can love anybody else. You know, you have to have that self-love, you know, because, you know, it's going to be times that you're going to look for validation. You're going to look for love, you know, and we do sometimes look for love in all the wrong places. You know, as long as God loves you, you know, and you love yourself, you know, and especially when you know and you have that agape love, you know, and I'm down on the inside of you and you know that God loves you, you know, then you won't be so quick to always be looking for others to love you and to validate you. You know, you'll find how, you know, that, hey, I love myself and I know my self-worth. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And guess what? If they don't love me, you know, they're the ones that's missing out, you know, because you know your worth. You know your worth, you know. So, yes, you have to just learn how to love yourself. It's okay if they don't love you and appreciate you, you know, because God will always send somebody that will.
Okay, okay. Lady Tamika, challenge everything. Don't just accept something as true just because someone you trust says it is. You alluded to that a little while ago.
I do believe that there are some challenges, but sometimes you may not necessarily be able to challenge. Sometimes you waste time in continuing to challenge everything. There are some things that God has given you and you need to move on, you know, sitting there challenging, you know, or thinking about it, or let me get back to you. You know, sometimes you miss opportunities in challenging everything. I think you do need to seek the Lord for your movement. However, challenging every single solitary thing allows you to lose time and lose track of some things, and you miss opportunities by sitting there thinking on that one thing or that situation that's coming.
Okay, okay. Pastor Kim, challenge everything. Don't just accept something is true just because someone you trust says it is. Is that advice we want to take?
When you say challenge, challenge everything, I would say, you know, that some things you don't have to challenge. I mean, just, you know, just trust God. You know, you don't always have to be, you know, challenging in, you know, a situation or whatever. You know, sometimes we just have to trust the process. You know, sometimes we don't have to, you know, go out and, you know, and be challenging, you know, or going up against it or whatever. Just let go and let God, you know, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because challenging it would mean leaning to your own understanding. But if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll direct your path. He'll lead and guide you into all truth. He really will.
Okay, okay. Oh, I like this one here. I want to hear what you say. Success greets you in private, and failure slaps you in public. Woo-wee, Lady Tamika.
just repeat that one more time. I did get it, but I want to get it one more time.
Okay. Success greets you in private, and failure slaps you in public.
Okay. I would definitely say that is definitely true. Because a lot of times when we're in our failures, you know, or when something happens, it's usually broadcasted, you know. Your friends know it, your neighbors know it, you know, the lady next door that you don't even talk to that for some reason doesn't like you, you know, she knows it, you know, the church knows it. It's just outright, you know. It's funny that whenever something happens to you, you know, you're always wondering, you know, okay, it's broadcasted, you know. It's never one of those things where, you know, it's just a such and such happened, you know. A lot of times it's, you know, it's never something that you can keep to yourself. And it's, you know, the successes, sometimes they could be something minor with yourself, you know, an achievement that you made, you know, a goal that you accomplished. You know, it's kind of funny that when you do accomplish those things, like, nobody knows it. You know, it's just you, you know, and you would love for everybody to know. And then sometimes when you do have that achievement, nobody celebrates as though. You know, a lot of times it's always when something derogatory or something negative happens that everybody wants to broadcast and share. That accomplishment of getting this one thing or achieving a goal is one of those things that for something is hushed. And so you need to ensure that if something happens, okay, it happened. Move on. Don't stay in that one area. Don't allow it to force you to be stuck in that area. You know, failures and bumps and things and lumps and mistakes and things happen to everybody. And so you just need to live your life.
Okay, okay. Pastor Kim, success greets you in private and failure slaps you in public.
Yeah, it does seem like it has a way of doing that, you know, but nevertheless, you know, you have to count it all joy, you know, when you know, relative, through the good, through the bad, through the ugly, whatever it is that you're facing in life, you know, you just can't let it get the best of you, you know, you can't let it get you down, you know, things that happen, you know, they only come to make you wiser and make you better. You know, so, you know, whether it's a failure, you know, or whether it's a blessing, you know, whatever it is, it's all working together for the good, you know. It's just working together for the good, and you just can't let it, you know. I mean, yeah, it's a good thing, you know, because some things do have a way of just, and it's like, oh, my God, you know, why is it all my good stuff, you know, when I was doing good, you know. But that's what the word tells us. When you're willing to do good, evil is always present. It's like the enemy just have a way of just gloating, you know, and glorifying your mistakes and your and not, you know, glorifying all of the good things that you do. But the minute that you mess up, it's like he want to rub it all in your face and put you all out there. Why? Because he's going to accuse you of a brother. And that's his job. That's what he does, and he does it well.
All righty. Ah, ladies, you are doing a fantastic job. And you didn't even need me to come in and try to be a third leg. I love it. Well, we're going to take a quick break and put a pause in this conversation. Because guess who has joined us? We got our techie talk coming up. Good morning, Dwayne.
Oh, good morning, big sis. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing well. Hello, sisters.
Good morning.
Oh, it sounds like the Supremes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, I got blessed today.
What you got for us today?
Oh, well, I got two things for you today, Steph. Two things.
Okay.
Two things for you. Number one, I highly suggest that those who are seeking to purchase the laptop do not get ones that have touch screens on them. Number one, you hardly ever use a doggone thing. Number two, the screen or the back part of the screen is very flimsy in terms of, like, say, if you have the lid closed and you decide to put a book or something heavy or put it into your bag, and the slightest pressure on the lid will do something with the sensor on the touchscreen. So I had just fixed a laptop, and I had to kind of, you know, push the touch screen in the opposite direction outwardly in order to fix the screen. And also I had to update software to get it to work. Now, I'll make it work now. I'll make it do what it's going to do. But the thing is that, you know, if you want to get a touch screen, get an iPad or you know, buy a Samsung Android tablet. Get a tablet. If you don't want a touch screen that bad, get a tablet. Those are built to last a lot longer than the actual computers that have touchscreens or laptops that have touchscreens. So that's one thing I wanted to share. Don't get no laptop that has a touchscreen. Please don't do it. The other thing I wanted to share was there was a software I came across that I posted on Christian Culture for Life, and I posted up on the page there. It's called Alfred Home System. Alfred Home Systems. It's a software, and of course it's free. You know how I like to do free. If you have old cell phones laying in the drawer, not doing anything, you can take that cell phone and make it into a security camera. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. you could take it, turn that sucker on, power it up, and what you could do with it is that you can make it into a security camera with motion sensor and two-way audio. Okay?
Wow.
So rather go out and spend money on buying a separate security camera, you can actually take your old cell phone and make it into it by using the software. Now, this software is cross-platform, so that means you can use it on Android phones and iOS phones, like the iPhones and so. And if you want, you can get like a tripod that can hold your camera, and you can plug it up, and you can either leave it in the house someplace in a corner, or you could put it on the window if you want. There's a like a suction cup thing that holds cell phones that you can, you know, apply it to a window and you can point it, you know, up or down or wherever you want. But this thing, you got to watch the video. It's very interesting how this thing works. And because I was thinking about getting a security camera for the side of the house in order to, you know, make sure that everything's working okay and, you know, my Amazon drops off and everything and hopefully maybe see someone that might be trying to take the package or whatever have you. But it's really cool software, and it's free. It's called Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, Alfred Home Systems. Okay?
Wow. That's some good stuff. That's some good stuff that
we
get for free. You know how I like free.
For free.
You know how I like free, and you give it up free every week. That's some good stuff. Again, that laptop. You know, again, I'm looking and I'm wondering, you know, is a touchscreen good? And it's funny because my decision was I would not get one with a touchscreen because I do have an iPad. So so I'm glad I'm you know, on that same page. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for our technical information today. Have a blessed one.
You're so welcome. You too. Thank you. And take care, ladies. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Have a blessed one. Okay. Thanks. Wow, we got some good stuff for free. You know how we like free. All righty, ladies. Oh, we can continue. Now that we've heard our techie information, we can go back and do our little research on it. And we are talking about advice, and we just got some good advice, some good technical advice. So we left off with the advice that, you know, we have been given at times, and we're weighing out whether this is good advice. You know, should we be following up and giving this advice? Okay. Well, here's another one, ladies. They say, I'm kind of toggling. Okay. Do what you love. Do what you love. Is that good advice, Lady Tamika? Do what you love.
That depends on the situation, because sometimes what you love can destroy you. Not only can it destroy you, it can destroy your loved ones and people that you are attached to. So what is that thing that you love that's driving you? What is the purpose of it? Why do you feel a desire to do that one thing? We often, the thing about it is that everything goes back to God. And so, God, should I be doing this? Is this something that's right for me? Is this something that's going to prosper not only my physical but my spiritual? And then if it's not, then I need to stop doing it. And if it is, then, you know, help me to thrive in that and help me to prosper financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Help me to do and achieve what you have created in me so that not only me but those that I'm attached to can prosper as well.
Okay. All right, Pastor Kim, do what you love. Is that good advice?
I agree with my sister. You know, there's a lot of things that we might love, you know, and there is a way that seemeth right to a man that leads them to destruction. And so you have to be so ever careful, because that very thing that you love so much, you know, could get you, you know, in a world of trouble, or it could lead you in the wrong direction. So again, you know, we have to use godly wisdom. We have to be wise in our footsteps. And we just have to be careful for nothing, you know, because, again, the very things that you love the most, and the things that you desire to do, and some things that might not even be a sin, but some things are simply just not expedient. So we just have to be careful, and we have to be led, you know, of the Lord in our day-to-day life. We have to just be so ever careful.
Okay. There's advice that says there are good people in the world that will be glad to help you if you simply reach out. Is that advice you would give someone, Tamika?
I think that sometimes it is good to reach out to other individuals. A lot, you know, there's a saying that says a closed mouth doesn't get fed. You know, you have a need, and you do have people that are very close to you, nearby you, that can help. Again, you know, you need to provide, you know, you need to ask God for discernment. You know, we talked about, okay, fine, if I'm asking for advice, Lord, who should I speak to, if there's anyone at all that I should speak to at all? And the reason for that is you don't want to just go out and just, you know, air your laundry, you know, all out for everybody to see and smell and, you know, say, you know, talk about. But you want to ask the Lord, okay, if there's someone that I should come to, let me know who. You know, a lot of times we suffer in silence. Because we don't want anybody to know that we're going through, or that we're having a moment, or that we're having a season. And a lot of times we suffer longer because we have not reached out. And so I think it is something that you do need to ask the Lord for. God, direct me to whom I need to go to, and he will. He always does. You know, he hears you every time that you pray. And so with that in mind, you know, if there is someone that I need to reach out to, God, show me. And, you know, the God that we serve is so awesome that sometimes we're a little slow-footed with getting out to that person that we need to reach to, and the Lord will bring them right to your path in a way that you can't avoid them, so that he said, listen, baby, this is the person. You obviously are not, you know, responding the way that I want you, and so I'm putting this person in your life so that you can utilize that person. That person is a good person and will be able to assist you.
Okay. Pastor Kim, there are good people in the world that will be glad to help you if you simply reach out.
That's very true, but yes, we should first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added onto us. So in seeking God first, you know, he will allow us to connect with the right people, you know, because sometimes, you know, we seek for the wrong kind of counsel, and, you know, everybody is not always for you, you know, so we just have to be wise, you know, like she said, you know, you can't always put your trust and your confidence in people, because everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart. So, you know, you just, in seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will, he will bring the right people to you in that right opportune time. You know, he will have the people already designated to do what it is that he needs for them to do, you know, when he needs them to do them, you know. But when we just operate in our own flesh, you know, and just go out and take matters into our own hand, you know, and we're not led of the Holy Spirit, you know, then sometimes we make wrong choices and bad decisions. But, you know, it's okay. You know, you know, to not be so prideful sometimes, too, to just act like, oh, I got, you know, I don't need nobody, you know, I got this, you know I can do this. No, we all need somebody. And sometimes, you know, God will bless us, you know, with a confidant, with a sister in Christ, with a friend, somebody that you could reach out to in those times that you need some help or what have you, you know, that'll be there for you, you know. But you just don't want to just be out there just, you know, telling everybody your business and just, you know, seeking after the wrong kind of guy, the wrong kind of counsel, should I say, you know. But it's good to have some people that you can call on or count on, but at the same time, again, just seek thee first the kingdom of God, you know, and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. It really will.
Okay. There's advice that says treat everyone with respect, and we're going for the doorman, for the janitor, for your wait staff, for your hairdresser, the one who's washing the hair, and that's all she's going to do is wash your hair. We're talking about those people. You know, treat everybody with respect. Is that good advice, Lady Tamika?
Definitely. You don't realize the value in just small gestures. A lot of times I think we do, we just go through our everyday event, but just minor things, a thank you, I appreciate it, I appreciate you, you know, when you get a meal or someone does your hair, you know, even if it, like you said, even if it's just the water girl, she, you know, shampooed your hair. You know, I always, you know, tip that person. I try my best to let them know you are appreciated, you are valued. And you never know when that one gesture will come back to you, to bless you. You know, there's a lady that ironically has been washing my hair for I don't know how long. And she's just a wash girl, you know. But she had value. And I remember one time I was on the train and I saw her. And I had my head down. I looked up, and she kept looking at me. And I kept saying, "Why is this lady looking at me?" I never paid her, you know, much attention. She was dressed a different way, you know, and she looked really, really beautiful. And she said to me, "You always so nice to me." And I was like, at the point, I didn't even remember her at the time. But you don't realize how much just small gestures and just saying hello, good morning, hi, how are you, thank you. You know, people really appreciate it, and they remember it. So even if it's trivial to you, continue to do it, you know, because it you never know how much value or how much that can turn somebody else's situation around. It could turn somebody's life around. They may be in the depths of being depressed or saying, you know, that's it. Why bother? Nobody cares. Nobody appreciates. But those things are so important. And, it, you know, as small as it is to you, it can be a world changer for someone else.
Okay. Pastor Kim, you know, treat everyone with respect. And we ain't talking about the big people in our world that we consider big people. We talking about them other people. Is that good advice?
Absolutely. That's wonderful advice, you know, because we treat people the way we want to be treated. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what they have, you know, or what their status is or what their title is or whatever. You want to treat everybody the way that you would desire to be treated, you know. And respect goes a long way. You know, respect is something that we're taught, you know, or should be taught at a young age. You know, we were taught to respect our elders, you know, and when you train up a child in the way they should go, when they get old, it won't depart from them. So being taught respect at a young age will follow you, you know, throughout the rest of your life, because that was something that you were taught. You were taught that when you walk in somebody's house, you speak, you say hello, you know. There's nothing wrong with being respectful to people and being kind, you know, or just being generous to people, you know. It's a good thing, because when you what you put out, it comes back to you. So respect is powerful, you know. Respect is like showing love. you know, and we definitely always want to be respectful to the people that are around us.
Okay, okay. Lady Tamika? Yes.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to add on the end of that. Also, in the midst of that, we're also accountable for what we do. So, you know, it's kind of funny because things happen in everyday in engagement, and sometimes things will take you off. But you have to understand that you are accountable for how you react. And so when we engage in, let's just say, a phone call and we're trying to handle something and that person is on the line and you spaz out, you know, you're accountable for how you react. So it is important that you understand that every person that you engage with, you do treat them with respect. They personally did not do something to you, and so therefore handle the situation as you as you're supposed to. Yes, you get agitated, but still treat that person with respect.
Okay, okay. Ah, two words, ladies, two words. Don't procrastinate is the advice. That's the advice that's on this piece of paper here, Lady Tamika. Is that good advice? Don't procrastinate.
Man. Man, is that good advice. You know, a lot of times, that is the best probably ever. A lot of times we have a tendency, things that happen, I just spoke about it. We get a little slow foot about it. We thinking about it. We want to look at something. We want to ask advice. We want to mull it over, you know, and sometimes in just, you know, we got it in the mail today, we sat it on the table or the countertop, and we forgot about it. We did whatever it is that we did, and we said we were going to get back to it. It's a month later, now it's past due, you know, and so now you're trying to figure out, oh my God, you know, how am I going to take care of this? How am I going to pay this? Please, please, please take care of your stuff so that it doesn't, so you're not chasing the ball. Sometimes with procrastination, it causes you years to get back that time or trying to take care of that situation because you didn't take care of it when it first started to happen. Here's a situation, you know, and we're often talking about plumbing and house situations. You got a little drip. You decide, it's okay, don't worry about it. Now it's years later, and now you have a major plumbing situation. You've got, you know, the plumber that has to come by. You've got somebody who has to handle with the sump pump because now you've got water all over the house, you know. And so if you could take care of it when it's just a drip, and we're not just talking about plumbing. When I say just a drip, it could be something in your life that's just a drip right now that you're ignoring. Take care of that situation so that it doesn't become a sump pump issue, so that you don't have to have, demolition men in your, or women in your life trying to fix errors that could have been taken care of in the initial stages. Take care of it now so that it doesn't become destructive to your life, to your home, to your family, to those that are attached to you.
Okay, okay. Ah, Pastor Kim, don't procrastinate. Did I lose my Pastor Kim?
Absolutely not. You know, we don't want to be procrastinators. Sorry, I had to get off of mute. you have to get past that spirit of procrastination. That slowful spirit, that spirit that wants you to be lazy and you know, you can't put off for tomorrow we shouldn't put off for tomorrow what we can do today. You know, we don't want to be slowful, you know, we want to continue to always be led of the spirit, you know, and, you know, be anxious, you know, about the things that we desire to do because, again, you know, in this day and time, when we see that life has gotten to be so short, and I'm living in that right now because it's like the more that I see that life is a vapor and people are leaving here, you know, every single day. If there's things that you desire to do, you know, don't drag your feet. You know, nobody promised us tomorrow. you know. So procrastinate, you know. Be about it, you know. Execute. Write the vision. Make it plain. Get you a vision board. Begin to write those things down, you know, that you want to happen in 2021. If there's some things that you desire to do, you know, whether your vision is to start a business, to be married, to buy a home, to buy a new car, to be, you know, to have children, whatever it is, you know, begin to execute or, you know, start making some steps in the direction of the things that you desire to accomplish in your life, you know. Not be a failure, but a try, you know. And sometimes you have to just, you know, put one foot in front of the other and begin to start making steps, you know, in that direction of the things, you know. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. Now, if you're just sitting there daydreaming about it, you know, and you haven't, you know, if you want a job, guess what? You got to fill out the application. You can't procrastinate. Somebody done already told you, guess what? They're hiring here. You know, if you desire to get a job at the plant, guess what? All you got to do is fill out the application. But we spend so much time procrastinating, wanting things to come to us, you know, when you have to go to it, you know. You can't keep waiting on things to happen because it's not just going to happen like that. It's not going to fall out the sky into your lap. You have to make some steps.
All right. I got two more things that I want to run by you ladies before you go. And one is, your parents are not always right morally or factually. I want to throw that your way that I threw the man. And Lady Tamika, what's your word on that?
Yeah, you know, they sometimes they mean well. You know, but they're not always right. Sometimes you can be a little misguided just by some things that are stated. And so it is important that we utilize the Lord, even in our youth, and he will direct you in all paths. And so a lot of times they mean well. But it may not always be working for you. And so, again, the Lord is paramount in all things. Even in our youth, it is important to look to the Lord because he will tell you, he'll show you. And as you're living, he will direct you in all the paths that you need to go in.
Okay. Pastor Kim, your parents are not always right morally or factually.
I agree, you know, and I can speak for myself as a parent. You know, I'm not God, so no, I don't know everything, you know. But I feel like that when it comes to my children, I try to give them wise and godly counsel. But am I always right? No. Am I always perfect? No. You know, do I make mistakes? Yes. You know, so yes, you know, as parents, you know, We all come short, you know. We all make mistakes. We make bad decisions. And so with that being said, you know, we try to, you know, teach our children the best that we can. You know, just like my mom, you know, right now, you know, when you speak about parents, you know, your parents are not always going to be young parents. Now my mother is getting up in age, and so now I have to almost be the mother, you know, and help to lead and guide her, you know, and to, you know, handle things. So no, parents are not always right.
Okay. Last item, ladies. And I want to talk about this because as much as we believe people should know this, it ain't always happening. Surround yourself with people that treat you well. Lady Tamika.
That is so true. And I want to get the difference between treating you well and just, you know, those rah-rahs. You know, there are some people that are in your life that, you know, just want to give you accolades to watch you fall. There is a difference. You know, those that are supporters, real supporters, will stand by you when you're having that season of roughness, when you don't look so good or you're down on your knees because of a situation. You know, rah-rahs, what will happen is they're there to give you all the accolades, literally just to watch you fall. And then as they watch you fall, as opposed to supporting you, they'll leave you by yourself and will talk about you to those people that are closest to you, you know, as opposed to lifting you up. They're pushing you down, and they're deceivers. And so it is important to truly know. Supporters are the ones who will say stuff about you, good things about you when you're not around. Those are the real supporters, and those are the true blues that you can count on. Those are ones that if you haven't been around for a while, excuse me, will call and check on you. You know, so rah-rahs don't do that. You know, rah-rahs are, you know, they're only there just for the season. And so you need to know the difference. A lot of times we believe that the rah-rah is the true friend, and in actuality they're not. So you need to have a real true supporter. And true supporters are true whether you're in their presence or not. And even if you haven't been in their life for a long time, you know, true supporters will stand by you in the midst of anything that you're going through, and they're there during the thick as well as the thin.
All righty. Pastor Kim, last word for the day, surround yourself with people that treat you well.
Amen. I definitely agree that we should surround ourselves with like-minded people, you know, people that have kindred spirits, you know, people that, you know, that are loving, you know, people that walk in the fruit of the Spirit, you know. It's important, you know, because you don't want to be around people that are, you know, haters, you know, people that don't have your best interests at heart, you know. So you just have to be careful who you surround yourself with, you know, because people carry different spirits, and spirits are transferable, you know. And so it just behooves us to, yes, be around people that celebrate you, you know, people that really and truly genuinely love you. You know, not just when they're around you, and then when they get behind your back, you know, they're talking about you or they have something negative to say. You know, those are not real true friends or people that really and truly genuinely love you. So you just have to be careful for nothing.
Okay. Ladies, you have done a fantastic job today offering godly advice and giving them your wisdom that God has endowed you with. Thank you so much for making our Wow Wednesday a special one as always. Have a blessed day, ladies.
You too.
As well.
Thank you. So didn't I tell you we were going to shift things today? And this is our first week without faith over fear. And I'm not even going to, you know, do that today. I'm not going to offer my, you know, little petty faith over fear. I'm just going to do what I do. And now that we got an extra couple of minutes, normally we don't have these minutes on Wednesday. So what I'm going to do is I am going to take the time where we can hold hands and hold hearts together and give God thanks and come together as one unit and go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, as always, we say thank you. Only you can do what you do and wake us up in the morning, God. Thank you for this wow Wednesday. Any day that you wake us with a handful of blessings and a word from you and a sane mind and all of our limbs working is a wow day. Thank you so much, God, for just always being that awesome and amazing wonder you are. When we should have been dead, when we should have been broke and poor and homeless and hungry and clothless, oh, you bust out a wow day for us. We don't even know how you rescue us from moment to moment at times, but we can speak on the things that we do see. And we're just so grateful to you that you opened up a day where you were speaking and we could hear you. Thank you. Thank you for giving us that next opportunity. Thank you for the blessings, for the bonus blessings. Pastor Kim talked about a brand new car. Thank you. Thank you that you're blessing, and we can tell the story. We can talk about your goodness. We can talk about how great and wonderful you are and all the blessings that we're receiving each and every day. Just to go food shopping is a blessing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just traveling mercies is a blessing. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we have no idea what you're going to do today. And Lord, I will say, if you stood still and didn't get anything, I got nothing brand new, and not a listener got anything brand new, you are still that great, big, wonderful God that you've always been. Because even in your standing still, you are still working. So we say thank you. Thank you for all of the words that came through today, things that people have told us that were clarified, things that people have not said, things that we have not heard. And this was the first time we heard it, but it came through as godly wisdom, not street talk. Thank you. Thank you, God, for paying the bills. For us to even be able to get on is due time with Pastor Steph. You paid a cell phone bill. You paid the internet, the Wi-Fi, the cable, whatever it was, you paid the bill so that we could connect today and we could take the benefit of having a word given to us today. We thank you for our techie talk. Just a little technical advice we get from week to week. We thank you for Dwayne and how he just offers his services to us for what we call free. Thank you for the socially conscious segment that even lets us know, hey, this is what's going on and this is what's not going on. And now we need to pray about these things. You just continue to flow through each and every day. Thank you for each and every day. Thank you for the extension of a job. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Just in case we didn't come back and say thank you, we're going to say thank you together right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for just teaching us the little things, just the little things. Thank you for just keeping us safe to be able to even get up and minister today. And we love you because you're just always the ever faithful God that you have promised to be. And we love you, God, for just holding us up, even when we weren't even worthy of it. But you just continue to give. You continuously look beyond our faults and find our needs, and we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to pray today that our thank you is not just in words, that everything we say and do, Lord, we're going to ask you to cover Pastor Charlene today as she's not well. We're going to ask you to restore her voice, her throat. We're going to ask you to just continue to have her push her way until she returns again to be able to deliver your word. Thank you. Thank you that she's not in a hospital. Thank you that she's not worse than what she is. Thank you. We're just going to say thank you, because in all things you are good. At all times, you are good. So we lift up everybody who's listening and everyone who will listen today to this broadcast, that they will walk away lifted, encouraged, inspired by you. Not by the world, but by you. And that everyone have a safe and blessed day. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A good day we always have here together on Wednesday. And I give God thanks for just, you know, listening, just being able to listen. You know, I always say to you all, I said, you know, when I'm listening to the crew, I laugh, I joke, but I'm taking in everything that's being said. Everything that's being said. Because we get good stuff here on his due time with Pastor Steph. The due time crew really comes through and they do their thing. From the engineer who just directs the calls and flags them all the way to the very end. So we say thank you to God for every little thing that he does for us, because we just couldn't make it. We just couldn't make it. We just assumed we would be good. But we really could not make it without the Lord. You know, I'm looking at some of the items we talked about today, and I'm looking at the value of the people in your life. And a few weeks ago, I ran down each lady of its due time. And, you know, I let her know that, you know, I value you. I love you. You mean the world to me. I can't even remember life without you, ladies. And I say the same thing to the men. You know, I value, you know, their input into my life, their input into this broadcast, because again, you know, I could not have set this up. Couldn't have set this up. As much as I feel like I would handpick people, only God could have put this crazy crew together. Because we're great like that. We're great like that because God has created us like that. You know, we're not, you know, we're not self-made. You know, so we need to make sure, we value the people in our life. And Pastor Kim and Lady Tamika, they've talked about it today. Nobody's promised to us. Nobody's promised to us. And we're not getting preparation for people to go. We're just hearing they're gone. No preparation. So, you know, take the time to value those in your life. You may not like what they say. You may not like what they do from time to time. But you know what? Value them, because you may have to know what life is like without them. Okay. Don't let the compliments get to your head, and don't let insults get to your heart. You know, Christian people seem to wear their hearts on their sleeve a lot of times. You can't say nothing. That's what we were talking about yesterday. You can't say nothing. You can't say anything. Just any little thing, they're over in the corner crying. And I said, well, you know, the Bible says cowards are not going to make it in. Come on. Tough it up. Let that thing roll off your back. Stop being so sensitive to everything. You know, and the funny part about it is I find, and this is what I find in the world as well as with Christian people, you know, those with the biggest bark, ain't nobody. They always the first ones over in the corner crying. But yet, let them get an opportunity to open up their mouth. All you hear is this loud roar, but let the tables get turned. And, you know, I was having a conversation with Shantice, and I said, you know, I see what God is doing, and it's like he's toughening me up more and more. I'm not as sensitive, you know, and when I say sensitive, I ain't never been over in the corner crying. That ain't never been me. So I don't mean that kind of sensitive. When I say sensitive, I mean, you know, I look at things differently. You know, he has given me, and I've said this to you all on this broadcast now that I think about it, that he's given me a broader view. And the more God broadens your view, the less sensitive you become to things. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about over in the corner crying sensitive. Just things just don't rattle you. You know, you can see past that. You can see the bigger picture. And I believe that God is priming all of us for this particular thing. And it's up to you to catch it. It's up to you. You know, because he can give it. You know, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. And some people are so busy living in who they have been. I just can't change who I am. Yes, you can. Who lied to you and told you that? That's just what I am. No, you're not. If you allow that Spirit of the Lord to make that shift in you and humble your own spirit. Remember, the Bible says we need to decrease so that God can increase. We have to have that mindset to want to decrease. Because, see, as long as we're up there, ain't no room for our spirit and God's spirit. It just ain't happening. Something has got to take a back seat. And that's, I think, why we're so sensitive. Because we're working on feelings. It's all this feelings, how I feel, how I respond to my feelings. Cut it out. Because God is trying to toughen you up. You know, this world is what they call tough, but they're not tough. And God does not want us to walk around thinking we're tough and we're not tough. We need to know that we are tough in the Lord, not this street nonsense that the world has just been pounding into us and made us think we're tough. But be tough in the Lord. Stand on his firm foundation. Because I promise you, if you stand on God's firm foundation, you won't be over in no corner crying. You won't be all sensitive and every little thing bothers you. And, oh, you know, I got to figure out how I'm going to handle this. No. Mm-mm. You know, the Bible tells us to rejoice in the times of trials and tribulations. Why? Because it builds. It builds. I went through this a few weeks ago. It builds. And I listed a whole bunch of things. It builds. But I want us to focus on the fact that it builds. And the word distinctly says it builds endurance. Now, we can substitute a million things like I did before. But we're talking about endurance. How are we enduring? You know, it says, blessed are those who endure to the end. if you every time you turn around, you got to find yourself. And listen, don't be getting this twisted. You know, yes, we're all supposed to get up and dust ourselves off. But if you find yourself always on the ground, how much time you spend in dusting yourself off versus how much time are you spending actually walking? Or are you always on the ground picking yourself up? That's not endurance. That's not being broken down. Every little thing breaks you down. Toughen up. Toughen up. Because that's the only way you're going to make it. You can't be no witness for Christ. By the way, that's our primary function, to disciple people. Why are you discipling people and people always helping you up off the ground? Because you a weeping willow. So we've got to make sure, you know, and I stuck a pin in that for a reason. You know, we, you know, don't let the insults, you know, what we consider insults, to get to our heart. You know, we have to make sure that we are just a little more thick-skinned, because we really, 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 you know, make for no good in God's kingdom if we're not more confident, if we don't stand on God's firm foundation, if we're not consistently looking to the Lord. You know, when we're always falling, that's because we've taken our eye off the prize. Don't kid yourself. Okay? But let's make sure we're always doing the things that we need to do. Because when you sidestep and you take your eye off God, if you take your mind off God, then you're going to start doing some things that you really should not be doing. And if you shouldn't be doing those things, then God can't work with you the way he needs to. Now, I'm not saying God can't work with you, but the way he needs to. And right now, we, you know, because time is short, you know, and I'm not talking about because Jesus is coming. I'm talking about because you don't know when your day is going to be here, that you will no longer be breathing, because that time is short. Yes, it is. Today is one less day we have in our life, whatever the day is. If we live to be 99, that's one less day we have. We're going to have to make sure we spend those days as quality days. Quality. Make sure they're quality days. Not weeping willow days. So you know what? Get on your knees, and when you talk to God, ask him to help toughen you up. God, I can't spend my time brushing myself off 90% of the day. Because we don't bounce back the way we need to bounce back. And we're eating up vital time. And let me tell you something. You can't get time back. Once you lose it, your time is gone. You might be able to replace that money, but you can't replace the time. So make sure you don't waste it. You don't waste it continuously regrouping. Every time you turn around, you're like, I'm going to get myself together. I got to get myself together. Well, when are you going to spend together if you're always getting yourself together? Hey, come on. I want you to think about this stuff. That sounds like Pastor Steph is, you know, dang, she's kind of hard. Yeah. Because every time I turn around, I hear somebody gone. And remember, the Bible tells you, I just read it again yesterday, everything stops when God closes your eyes. Ain't no heaven. Are you sitting up in and you ain't watching no everybody? It stops. The time stops. So let's get that together. Okay? You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. as you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Oh, they will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my due time crew for helping me hold it down. I want to thank you for listening and joining me today. Couldn't do it without you. Remember, choose Jesus as your Savior right now, because later is not promised to you. I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful day, and don't forget, I love you. Thank you.